You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Amy Marks Corps, Chris Ranji. The Gas House Gang is at 12 o'clock. Bernie Miklas and me, we will talk about the deadline, which is at 5 o'clock today. Cardinals have done things already, and there could be more to come. To discuss that with us is Ryan Fagan, who is a sports writer and contributor to STL Sports Central and Opta Analyst. And Ryan joins us on KMOX. How's it going, Ryan?
It's going well. I'm sitting here refreshing Twitter every couple minutes to see what else has happened. It's already been a pretty big morning in the baseball world and the trade world so far.
It's been very busy today around baseball. And you're right, Twitter, this is one of the days Twitter is actually great, is just to follow writers and continually refresh and see what's happening, because that's where the news really breaks first. So let's talk about all the activity and primarily what the Cardinals have done, trading their closer Ryan Helsley last night. They trade Steven Matz as well. Phil Maton could be on the move. So far, let's just focus on the deals the Cardinals have made. What do you think of those and what they got in return?
Well, I think when the Mets made the trade for one of the Rogers twins to solidify their bullpen, that kind of, I think in baseball, a lot of people looked at that return and said, whoa, the Giants did really good in getting that many prospects. And so that kind of raised the bar, I think, a little bit. And then when you looked at what the Cardinals got for Ryan Helsley, and, you know, quite honestly, I was a little surprised the Mets did that too. They're trading for a second, pretty much lockdown bullpen piece to go in front of Edwin Diaz out there. It was impressive. You know, I mean, I think the Baez, the lead guy that they got, Jesus Baez, the lead guy they got in that package, I mean, I think if you look at the Cardinals organization, you say, okay, well, they have infielders, right? But this is a guy I think has a chance to be special. You know, he's still pretty young in A-ball, AA-ball. So he may not be there for a couple of years, but I mean, it's the kind of guy you hope is a piece of what you can build. And then the other two pitchers they got, I mean, you can never have too many pitchers, right? You know, I mean, I think everybody likes to look at it and say, okay, well, this guy, where does he fit in the top 30? Is he a top 100 prospect? You know, when guys are in low A and high A, sometimes they may not have reached that potential yet. So just because they don't profile as a closer or a number two starter, that doesn't mean they can't be, you know, key pieces of bullpens going forward. And I think the Cardinals are hopeful that both of those other guys in the package kind of meet that level.
All right, so we have heard that Phil Maton has been drawing interest. It's possible he ends up somewhere else. The Blue Jays like him. We have also heard that teams, and this is according to Bob Nightingale, have interest in Alec Burleson or Brendan Donovan, Lars Nootbaar. We've heard all of these names. What do you think happens next, if anything, there? And also, there's the Nolan Arenado. I think it's a long shot that something happens there, but it's not completely off the table. What do you think?
Right. Well, I think we've seen a couple of third basemen go already. with Eugenio Suarez going to Seattle and the Astros trading for Ramon Urias. And, you know, the Astros are a team that has been talked about often when it comes to Nolan Arenado, and the fact that they made a move for a different third baseman maybe lowers the chances of him moving even more. You know, it doesn't help that Arenado's on base percentage this year has dipped under 300. That's not exactly what you're looking for. But I think when you're talking about what's going to happen for the Cardinals over the next couple hours, I think, you know, Maton, you know, you brought him up. It seems very likely that he's going to be moved. I think because we've seen the price for some of these relievers be so high, maybe John Mozeliak is thinking, I can get a little bit more. I mean, it would make sense to me, maybe even trying to package Maton with Jojo Reyes and kind of see what type of Jojo Romero, and see what type of better prospect package they could get back. Teams would love to add a righty-lefty combo to the bullpen. That may be a little much, but I think those, especially Maton, is, I would be surprised if he's still here because they traded healthy and because Stephen Matz has already moved. It would be surprising if Phil Maton is still a Cardinal at 5:01 p.m. today.
Yeah, I think that's it seems to be the most likely. If anything else does happen, if there's only one move, I would think now at this point it's going to be that. So just your general thoughts about what's happened around baseball. And you know, maybe there are some implications for the Cardinals down the road. I'm not really sure that we can know that now. But there's just been a lot of activity today. I know the Cubs acquired Andrew Kittredge, who Cardinals fans are familiar with. So there has been a lot going on around baseball, not just here.
Yeah, the one that surprised me this morning was the Padres trading for Mason Miller from the A's. I mean, you've watched Mason Miller. I mean, this is a guy throwing 102, 103, 104 on a regular basis. And I mean, he's dynamic, but he's got a lot of years of club control left, and the A's were not going to trade him unless they got, I mentioned the top 100 prospects in baseball is this magical thing. The A's weren't trading him unless they got like a top 20 guy. Right. And that's what they got out of the Padres and Leo DeVries, who is a slick fielder, has got a back that just really, you know, scouts kind of drool over. And when you're seeing guys like DeVries get traded for a player like Mason Miller, and you know, Mason Miller has a couple of years of club control left. I think that shows you how much teams are going for it. And I think, you know, part of the reason that the prices are high is because so many teams are involved. You know, I looked this morning at the MLB standings. I believe it was 9 teams that had in the range of 60 to 64 wins, right? Nobody had more than 64, but a lot of teams had 60. So you have a lot of teams thinking, not only can we get into the postseason, but when we get there, if we're healthy and we make these additions, we have a chance to do something. I mean, because the Dodgers have struggled so much, you know, as the perceived overwhelming favorite, and they've had injuries, and, you know, I mean, it doesn't look like that's clearing up anytime soon. There's an opportunity, and I think a lot of teams are seeing that and kind of going for it. That's why I feel like the Mets, you know, has traded for not one, not two, but, you know, including Gregory Soto a couple of days ago, they traded for 3 dynamic type arms in their bullpen. I think that's what you're seeing so far the last couple of days.
Ryan Fagan, sports writer, joins us on KMOX. And this is this deadline day for Cardinals fans is, you know, there's a lot of action. So it's exciting if you like baseball and you like to see what teams are doing, but also it's a reminder that with the way the Cardinals have been busy trading away from the roster, it's a reminder of where they are, that they're not competitive this year. They were for a while, but they've fallen off. You know, they're not going to be a playoff team, most likely. I guess anything could happen, but here they are. They're not what they were 10 years ago. So the direction of the team moving forward, how quickly do you think they can become a contender again?
I think the pieces are there if they add in the right elements in the offseason and they develop the right players. But, I mean, look, if they're going to be a contender quickly, they need Jordan Walker and Nolan Gorman and Thomas J.C. to be the prospects, the potential players that they see that they could be. right? Because those guys have struggled. You know, CJ Anderson hasn't had as much of an opportunity to big leagues. But, you know, it's been a scuffle at times, and sometimes extended scuffles for guys like Walker and Gorman. And I think when you look at J.J. Weatherholt and the potential that he brings and what he's doing at AAA, he looks like a guy you build around, right? And so if he comes up and they add these other things and then maybe go out and add a few arms in the off season, then, yeah, you could see a scenario where at the trade deadline 2026, the Cardinals are a team that are going out there and adding. You can also see a scenario where that does not happen, and we're not talking about a contending Cardinals team until 2027 or after. And it all comes back to the whole thing with John Mozeliak being in charge this year, waiting for Chaim Bloom to take over after basically the trade deadline and going into it's a weird situation, right? It's an odd situation. And it felt odd when they announced it. It feels more odd now that decisions are being made by somebody who, even though I don't think anyone doubts that Mozeliak has the best interests of the franchise at heart, it's still weird that he's making decisions for the team going forward when he's not going to be in position to add to what they've brought in now and what they've done over the last year. So it's a strange situation. If you want to put on rose cardinal colored glasses, you can, like I said, you can see a scenario where this is a team that is a factor next year and legit contender in the next couple of years. But a lot of things have to happen for them to get there.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ryan, speaking of Chaim Bloom and, you know, being part of that decision-making process when the Cardinals dealt Steven Matz to the Red Sox, they picked up 6-foot, 220-pound power hitter Blaze Jordan, but Blaze Jordan was originally drafted by Chaim Bloom in 2020 when Bloom was with the Red Sox. Do we read anything into that?
Oh, yeah, I think so. That's one of the things I always kind of love when you see front office types moving from franchise to franchise, and then they kind of do what they can to, like, hey, I like this guy at the last place I was. Let's bring him in. You know, I think it certainly bodes well because he thought enough of him to bring him along to get to this new organization. You know, and Blaze Jordan, he's an interesting story. I mean, when he was in high school, he went viral because he was this kid just hitting massive home runs, and he had all this hair, and he was somebody, and his first name was Blaze of Blaze, and he had Michael Jordan's last name too. So everybody kind of was like, look at this kid. You know, and he's struggled at times. You know, he's been open with kind of talking about some of the issues that he's been dealing with in his career, with those expectations to try and build up to them. But I mean, this year really seemed to be kind of the year that he's like, okay, I'm focusing on these things. I'm going to be a better ball player. I'm going to be a better hitter. And his numbers this year have been good. And it's not just these pops and home runs and hitting 300. But I think when you look at things like his strikeout to walk ratio, and they're pretty similar. He walks almost as much as he strikes out. You don't see that a lot. So if you've got that plate discipline to add to the power, and, you know, obviously Bloom believes in him to want to bring him here because that's part of the conversation, even if he's not making the official trade. Yeah, I think absolutely that's something that if you're a Cardinal fan, you want to be like, hey, this is something I could possibly get excited about. It wouldn't be crazy to do that.
Ryan Fagan covers baseball, covers sports for STL Sports Central, contributor there also at Opta Analyst. We appreciate your time today. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of the trade deadline.
Oh, enjoy it. Exciting to see what's going to happen the rest of the day.
That is Ryan Fagan with us. And
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.